For most of his 30 years, Simon Flügel has explored the musical movement known as subminimalism. You probably know of him for the two-note cello concerto he wrote as a conservatory student. It was never performed by a full orchestra, but in transcription, its simplicity made it a natural for toddlers in Suzuki lessons. Now comes Flügel's most daring subminimalist composition, B-flat. It's the subject of critical acclaim in Europe, a forthcoming Canadian documentary film, and this review from our own Bryce Cobham-Dowling. He says he's been listening to Simon Flügel's composition with amazement.
The clarion brass shriek at the outset stakes Flügel's claim in this, his most ambitious work. Not just a new composition, but a daring new aesthetic. Subminimalism at its most compact, and yet, at the same time, its most expansive. In its shrill passion, its martial angularity, its detextured monochrome ferocity, the trombone declares B-flat. And when it yields to a wooden recorder, we are back on familiar ground with Flügel, the quiet reassertion of the pastoral. We are reminded of Flügel's devotion, in his life as well as in his music, to the organic. And this is whole grain B-flat. Undeniably evident throughout is the sublime catholicity of Flügel's taste. There are passages redolent of Brahms, others that call to mind the early Rolling Stones. Of course, a capsule review cannot do justice to the power that these distinct yet identical tones convey in the title track of Flügel's new CD, B-flat and Other Notes, released by Modernitas on this first day of April. Just as the most subtle, somnolent shifts of Andy Warhol's sleep spoke volumes after hours of watching his actor toss and turn, in the self-same way the most minute variations of tone and timbre virtually shout a gamut of emotions at us in Flügel's B-flat: pain, sorrow, triumph, hunger, satiety, flatulence. And a stunning moment of ironic social commentary at the end. The synthesizer, proclaiming technology the survivor of all feeling, all sentiment, all thought. Is Flügel's B-flat the last stop for subminimalism? I doubt it. Is it the exemplar to which all further reductions in the genre must be compared, and which, to warrant hearing, they must equal? I think so. And as Descartes would add, that's why I am so.
Bryce Cobham-Dowling reviews music for postmodernwatch.com and once a year for All Things Considered.